Hello again, this is Pastor Michael Eaton. We want to once again thank you for listening today. We want to encourage you to go out and pick up my book and workbook entitled The Secret to Your Best Life. You can pick it up at Amazon.com, The Secret to Your Best Life, the book and the workbook. If you'd like to save a little money, you can get both the book and workbook on Kindle. Again, it's entitled The Secret to Your Best Life. And you can pick it up at Amazon.com or you can order it at any major bookstore. Pick up copies for yourself and send a copy to a family member or a friend. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you and keep you is my prayer.
Praise God. He was definitely moving in an awesome way, and we are filled tonight, and we pray that, again, that this feeling is to help us to do some work. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to, we thank you for your testimonies. We're going to go into the Word tonight, but as always, we have a picture of the vision. We have a new rendering that you're going to see. Prayerfully in the foyer, framed, a new rendering of the vision as the vision comes into view. Amen. And that's another thing that happened during the service. That was displayed during that 11 o'clock service. Yes. Amen?
Amen.
So we're looking forward to see what God's going to enable us to do for Him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Bethlehem!
Shalom!
And how are we going to share it?
By living it and giving it.
Amen. We're going to share the love by living it and giving it. And we're continuing tonight in what we deem as Wednesday school. In Wednesday school, we're going through the book that Sister Eaton wrote for our Sunday School Publishing Board of the National Baptist USA, Inc. And this study goes to I believe to November. It's not too late to get a book, but I believe this is lesson 4 in that book entitled Laughter Will Return.
Uh-huh.
Laughter Will Return. We're going to look at Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 2 through 11, and it's in your handouts. I believe it's 4 slides. Let's read this together on 3. 1, 2, 3.
This is what the Lord says. He who made the earth, the Lord formed it and established it. The Lord is his name. Call on me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says about the houses in this city and the royal palaces of Judah that have been torn down to be used against the siege, ramps, and the sword in the fight with the Babylonians. They will be filled with the dead bodies of the people I will slay in my anger and wrath. I will hide my face from this city because of all its wickedness. Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. I will bring Judah and Israel back from captivity and will rebuild them as they were before. I will cleanse them from all the sins they have committed against me, and will forgive all their sins of rebellion against me. Then this city will bring me renown, joy, praise, and honor before all nations on earth that hear all the good things I do for it. And they will be in awe and will tremble at the abundant prosperity and peace I will provide for it. This is what the Lord says. You say about this place, it is a desolate waste without people or animals. Yet in the towns of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem that are deserted and haven't neither people nor animals, there will be heard once more the sound of joy and gladness, the voices of bride and bridegroom, and the voices of those who give
thanks to the Lord Almighty.
For the Lord is good. His love endures forever. For I will restore the fortunes of the land as they were before, says the Lord.
Amen. And praise the Lord. Again, we're talking about laughter will return. Laughter will return. And we're studying this outline and the Lord's revelation. The Lord reveals and the Lord restores. And we want Christians to know tonight that Christians should have faith in God for joy and gladness. Christians should have faith in God for joy and gladness. I'm going to go ahead and skip this video tonight, and we're going to go ahead and get into the Word as we're talking about laughter will return. I don't know about you, but you have come from a blessed place if you were in a household where there was laughter. If you can remember your mother and father's laugh, you probably grew up in a blessed place.
Amen.
Let me say that again. If you can remember your mother or father's laugh, you probably grew up in a blessed place. Because there are some here today who can't remember mother and daddy's laugh because mama and daddy was always frustrated and going through many heartaches and pains, and many times they may have taken their troubles out upon the children as life was so bitter to them. But if you grew up in a place where there was laughter all the time, then you should consider yourself blessed. Let me say that again. You should consider yourself blessed. And that's what God is talking about, the restoration of this city. He says that there will be a return of laughter. Mm-hmm. A return of laughter because of this revelation that God gave. Mm-hmm. And remember, Jeremiah had a very hard job because Jeremiah, what is he known as? As the what prophet? The weeping prophet, because every time he showed up, he had bad news. And it wasn't his fault because he was living in a time where people turned against God. Even God's own people who were supposed to be identified by who he was, they turned their back on God and they decided to live any old kind of way. And whenever God's people turn their back on God and rebel against him, there's going to be some trouble. And Jeremiah once again came on the scene and had to let the people know that in verse 4, for this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says about the houses of this city and royal palaces of Judah. What did he say?
Have been torn down
and what?
Used against the siege ramps and the sword.
The fight with the Babylonians.
With the Babylonians. And what did he say? They will be what? Filled with
dead bodies of the people that I was slain in my anger and wrath.
Wow. This is deep. This is deep. Yes, remember, if you read what Sister Eton said in the background of this text, the Babylonians had him surrounded. The prophet, they had him in prison. So, remember last week the king came and wanted to get a word from the Lord, and Jeremiah told him that, hey, in the Eton's translation, that you're going to have to take this whooping.
That's right.
Hello, somebody.
All right.
Because you've been living a life that's unholy and ungodly, and here we are, one chapter over. And boy, is the prophet prophesying his revelation.
Yes,
is that there will be dead bodies of people who are slain because of my anger and wrath. Hello, somebody. Now, that's pure rebellion against God. When it gets that bad, when God is slain people because of his anger, and he says, what? I will hide my face from this what city because of what? All of his what?
Wickedness.
Hello, somebody. And whenever you live a wicked life before the Lord, you will be judged.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Yes,
let me say it again. Oh, because I'm writing for my lesson now in that chapter of Romans where Paul posed the question, shall we continue to sin that grace may abound?
Yes,
Hello, somebody. Well, you ask the people in this context, what happens when you sin against God, when you're rebellious against God? You just don't get away. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. And that's pain to play. Pain. Hello, somebody. And this is sad news. And this is what Sister Eton wrote in her Sunday school book. The people suffered the wrath of God because of what? Sin in their lives. What is God will allow what?
Heartache.
And pain to come upon his people. Hello, somebody. Sin leads to what? Death of the soul, and can only be what? Eradicated through what? True repentance. Hello, somebody. God will not allow his people to continue to do wrong without punishing them. Praying to God for forgiveness and turning away from sin is the only way to receive the blessings of God. Hello, somebody. So if you're stuck in a lifestyle that is sinful, God right now, he's trying to, just like he did with Jeremiah, he sent them before the Babylonians came to warn them. Hello, somebody. But they wouldn't listen. Lamentation says the Lord has rejected his altar and abandoned his sanctuary. Boy, that's deep. That is deep. The Lord has rejected his altar and abandon his sanctuary. Hello, somebody. That's what happens when a church has wicked people in it. Hello, somebody. We like to say that this place is sanctified because of this place. Really, this place is only sanctified because of the people in the place. Hello, somebody. Especially in New Testament terms, because the Holy Spirit of God is on the inside of you. Hello, somebody. And if you live a wicked and evil life, God will abandon. He will abandon Bethlehem.
All right. Amen.
Ooh, we are high off of this weekend, 112 years. We're high. Oh, but if we ever reach a point where we stop listening to God, stop obeying God collectively as a people, guess what? God will abandon this place.
Yes, he will.
Hello, somebody. How else can you explain why so many churches are dying today?
Right.
Hello, somebody. How else can you explain about how we hear about churches? And I used to think that this was a figure of speech where they would say, oh, that church only got 5 members. I used to think that was a figure of speech. But they were telling the truth.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody. When God abandons you, hello, somebody, you will not be able to survive.
Come on.
And that's the revelation. Hello, somebody. But said, preacher, wait a minute. You're talking about laughter returning. This is not funny.
Right.
Where is the laughter? Hello, somebody. You took us to the book of Lamentations. Hello, somebody. Well, I always like to say, God always gives out, extends hope to his people. Hello, somebody. And that's why Sister Eton wrote about true repentance, dealing with this, because if ever we truly repent.
All right.
Hello, somebody. What does repent mean? Turn from our wicked ways. Hello, somebody. I read a text last night. Can anybody remember that text last night I read from the pulpit? You don't got to tip. Hello, somebody. If my people what? Called by my name will do what?
Humble
themselves and what?
Pray.
Then what's going to happen? Turn what?
From their
wicked ways. What? Then will I hear from heaven. Hello, somebody. And heal the land. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. So before I get to my point, I want to ask this question. We all struggle with sin. Can you think of a sin that you are currently dealing with that even after warnings to stop have been given? Don't answer that out loud. We're going to take that as a rhetorical question. Okay?
All right.
Remember, this is a Sunday school lesson. You go back and you think about this later. We all struggle with sin, but can you think of a sin that you're currently dealing with even after the warning to stop have been given. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. If God is wanting you to stop, my prayer is that you will stop.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Because if you don't, for this moment in time, there will be no laughter.
All right.
Hello, somebody. Now, some of you who remember Mama laughing, okay? You would have to always determine if she was a laugher or if Daddy was a laugher. You would have to always determine when she changed on you. She may have been laughing and found out you did something wrong. And she could have been laughing 1 second, but then she got serious. Hello, somebody. Some of you know how to adjust to that, didn't you?
Yeah,
hello, cause Mama could get switch on you real quick. And get serious real quick. And sneak up on you real quick. Hello, somebody. And that's the kind of God we serve. Remember always, He wants us to repent. He wants us to turn. We should never get used to sin in our lives. We at the very least should be struggling. I always tell Christians, when we talk about those sins that we struggle with, like alcoholism and drugs and all of that, I pose the question, are you struggling? And if at least you are struggling, there is hope.
Amen.
See, the problem is when you give up.
All right. Right.
Hello, somebody.
Right.
Hello, somebody. That's where the problem comes. That's where rebellion comes in. When you give up on God.
Yes, sir.
Hello, somebody.
All right.
Hello, somebody. Let's move forward. Because you said, preacher, you said we're going to be laughing tonight. Next point. The Lord reveals. Now, this is a good part. After God said all that in one text, he switches. He switches pretty quick. And in verse 7 he says, I will bring Judah and Israel back from captivity and what? And rebuild them as they were before. Hello, somebody. I love God because right smack dab in the middle of your mess. Right smack dab in the middle of destruction. Right smack dab in the middle of your mess. God says that there's hope.
Yes, sir.
Hello, somebody. You've heard me say it all the time that God is the only somebody that says He's going to bless you when you're going through bankruptcy.
That's right.
Hello, somebody. He's the only one that says that there is love when you're going through a divorce. Hello, somebody. Because He is God and He can see the future. Hello, somebody. And you've heard it said many times in some of the songs that your future is brighter than your past. And that's what God was telling them, right? Right up above, He's talking about bodies being dead, laid out because of His wrath. Hello, somebody. But then, if we would repent, hello, somebody, He can reveal some things in our lives. Hello, somebody. Is there anybody in here that needs something rebuilt in their life? Is there anybody who's messed up in the past and made a mess of everything in the past and you need God to help you to rebuild it? Hello, somebody. Is there anybody need you to God to help you rebuild your body? Hello, somebody. Because you messed up your body. Back in the day, you used to have a six-pack. Hello, somebody. Now you got a keg like a pastor. God can rebuild it. Hello, somebody. We working on it, all right. He can bring it back. He can bring you back. Hello, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Hello, somebody. I like what Sister Eton wrote. She said, Christians are at peace with the purpose of God is evident in their lives. The people of Judah and Israel were scattered throughout the nations and held as slaves because of their sins. But what did God say? The Lord kept a promise to what? Restore and what? Revive them what? From to their previous status. Hello, somebody. There will be times when we may what? Lose everything because of our sins. However, the Lord will restore us if we what? If we what? Faithful
in our
reconciliation to Him. Hello, somebody. God can restore. God can revive. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
I love that about the God that I serve.
Yes.
Because I'm not perfect.
Yes.
Hello, somebody.
Right.
But you say, but preacher, you're a preacher. You're supposed to be perfect. I strive for it. Hello, somebody.
Right.
But I fall like anybody else.
Right.
Hello, somebody. Right. The only thing that I may be better than many of you is just getting back up. Hello, somebody.
Come on.
All right.
Because as a child, when you're learning to walk and you fall down, it takes more time to get back up. Hello, somebody. But as an adult, when I fall down, at least at my age, we've seen some of them commercials say, I fall and I can't get up. But at least at my age, when I fall down, I can get back up pretty quickly. Hello, somebody. God can restore. And He wants to restore somebody tonight. He's saying that your life is not over. It's just beginning.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
You haven't failed. God. I hate it when I talk to people who think that they are the greatest of sinners. Hello, somebody. And they've been worn out and talked about so much that they think that their sins weigh heavier than everybody else's. And I have to tell them, you ain't nobody. Hello, somebody. You ain't the best sinner. Paul says he was the chiefest of sinners. And I say, I'm coming in second place. Hello, you ain't nobody. Hello, somebody. God can forgive you for your failures, your faults. Hello, somebody. Many of us have gotten beaten up our whole life and think we're not, and we can't be restored, we can't be revived. That's a lie from the pit of hell.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. God can restore you.
Amen.
Isaiah 1:26 says, I'll restore your leaders as in the days of old, your rulers as at the beginning. Afterwards, you will be what? Called a city of righteousness and what?
A faithful city.
Now, I would love for Bethlehem Baptist Church to be called a city of righteousness.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. I would love for Bethlehem Baptist Church to be called a faithful city.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. Because that means that Bethlehem, how are we going to share it?
By living it and giving it.
That means that you are living it and that you are giving it. Hello, somebody. We don't have to be a perfect people. We have to be a repentant people. Hello, somebody. And if we can be that, we can become this city of righteousness. Instead of a church where folk talk about hypocrites. Some hypocrites in that church. I don't want to be a part of that church. They got hypocrites in there. Hello, somebody. Now, every church got hypocrites in it, by the way.
Amen.
No doubt. Every church has. But we ain't got to be known for it. Hello, somebody. We need to be known for our righteousness. We need to be known for our faithfulness. Hello, somebody. And this is how the laughter returns. Have you ever been to a dry spell? Now it's a bad time. If I don't laugh, if I'm not laughing, I'm going through a bad time. My color has turned gray. If I'm not laughing, and it's happened maybe a few times in my life, when I lost my cousin, my 19-year-old cousin, was killed in Dallas, and man, my life just turned gray. And there was no laughter. It's a dangerous time for there to be no laughter.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. But, like many of you who have gone through, and you may have lost mama, even as we were talking about, and it's interesting as a pastor, because you look out and sometimes it takes your eyes a chance to change, and you always look a certain place. And undoubtedly, this last Sunday, I was looking over there.
Yeah, I know who used to sit right there, don't you? Right. Looking for that pretty hat. Mm-hmm. And see if it don't have on.
Right.
Hello, somebody. Mm-hmm. We all in our lives have lost someone that we love. And the period of time that the laughter disappeared.
All right.
Hello, somebody. But if we continue to be faithful to the Lord,
amen,
over a period of time, over a period of time, I mean, it takes time. I hate to folks tell Christian folks, oh, you ain't supposed to mourn. Don't mourn, don't cry. That's a life in a pit of hell.
Amen.
I tell you, mourn and cry all you need to. Right, hello, somebody. I say, if you one of them ugly choirs, you need to get somewhere by yourself. Because your husband may not be able to understand that kind of crying that you do. Your wife may not be able to understand that kind of crying that you do. And so you got to be by yourself. Hello, somebody. To mourn sometimes. Hello, somebody. But after you do that, after you go through your period of mourning, if you love the Lord, laughter will return. I can't tell you how long, but it will return. And that's what they say God is saying in this text. After all of the devastation, it will return. And this, we'll take these questions as rhetorical. Can you think of a time where you were deep in sin and the Lord restored you back into his arms? Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Yeah. Most of us should be able to think about it.
Amen.
And it's good for young Christians to know that you're not going to be perfect all the time. You're going to blow it. And I like to tell people, would I rather my young people blow it while they're in the church or outside of the church? I would rather for them to blow it while they're on the inside of the church. Hello, somebody.
That's right.
Yeah, you might not make it on the outside. I can remember being a young man, 19 years old, at Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship and blowing it and being in the sanctuary, and that word would come and it would cut me like a knife.
Yes,
I had a term for it. For me, it hurt so good. Yeah. You know, somebody. Because I had to get right. I couldn't be perfect, but I got to get right. And the only place where they can teach me to get right is in the household of the Lord.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Don't be coming down on our young folk, and they messing up just like you did when you were young. Hello, somebody. Doing the same thing you did. Now you so sanctified and holy, you forgot where you came from. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Or should I say, you think you sanctified and holy.
You really
just one of them religious folk, church folk. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. But God can restore the laughter. He can restore the heartache and the pain. He can bring back the laughter. We're going to talk about this. The Lord restores. Verse 11. The sounds of joy and gladness, the voices of bride and bridegroom, and the voices of those who bring what? Thanks offering to the house of the Lord, saying, give thanks to the Lord Almighty, for the Lord is good. Hello, somebody. Laughter will return. Don't give up hope. Laughter will return. God knows how you blew it. He knows how you messed up. Ask him to forgive you and go forward and allow him to restore you. Hello, somebody. The sounds of joy and gladness. And another thing, I always just hate sour saints. Have you ever seen sour saints? The preacher talked about it on Tuesday nights, about coming to the household of the Lord without a praise. Hello, somebody. He talked about that person that was healed in Acts chapter 3, the cripple at the gates called Beautiful. And when he showed up at the church, what was he doing?
Leaping.
Praise the Lord.
Hello, somebody. What was he sour when he showed up? Did he not have a
praise in his heart. As a matter of fact, it said he showed up in the church and he was what? Creeping. Somebody that couldn't walk, God touched him and healed him. He showed up leaping up in this place. Lord, I can imagine them old sanctified folks saying, we don't do that in this church. We're a Baptist church. We don't do that here. But he showed up and God had moved in his life. He didn't care what kind of church he was in. He was leaping and praising the Lord. Oh, and it's like I said, I can tell on Sundays whether or not you've been with the Lord, because you show up here with a leap. Hello, somebody. You show up here with a praise. Hello, somebody.
Man.
That praise Sunday was wonderful, wasn't it?
Amen. Amen.
Both choirs did an excellent job. Somebody knew who God was this last Sunday.
All right.
And that Bethlehem choir sounded like they knew who God was. The way they were singing up in here. Hello, somebody! And the way they were singing last night. Hello, somebody! Because God has done something. God done something. You got to praise. You happy. You got gladness in your heart. You got joy. Hello, somebody. Man. You're not sad. You don't look up here sour and can't join in with the praise. Can't say, hello, somebody. That means God, you must have known the God that I serve.
Come on.
Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. You better watch out. I always like to say, I'm Baptist-costal, you know, because I might leap up in here. I might start crying in the sanctuary. My folks be wondering what's the matter with the pastor. He's up there crying. He ain't crying because he said, hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. That's my God is worthy of all this. He said, he said he's going to bring this back. Hello, somebody. Joy and gladness. Do you have joy and gladness in your life? Hello, somebody. If you don't, it's not because God ain't where he is. Hello, somebody. Someone once said that just because it's cloudy, it don't mean the sun ain't shining. Hello, somebody. And God's always in his place. He sits above the sun. He created the sun. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. But God can restore.
Right.
Sister Eton said in the book, the city had been restored to its previous state. Houses have been rebuilt and the land has been is more fertile than it has ever been. The Lord is what? Showing his love for his children, and they are so glad, grateful. Christians should know that after the price of sin has been repaid, the Lord will once again restore you to your previous state as if nothing has ever happened. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. That's the thing about God's forgiveness. It's as if nothing has ever happened. You see, I might forgive you. It's going to take me some time to truly forgive you. Hello, somebody. But when God forgive you, hello, somebody, it's clear. Hello, somebody. When God forgives, it don't take him no time. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. That's the God that we serve.
Amen.
Esther 3 and 11 says, with praise and thanksgiving, they sang to the Lord. He is good.
Yes, he is.
The old folk used to say, God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Hello, somebody. His love towards Israel endures forever. And all the people gave a great shout of praise to the Lord. Because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Our God is good and good all the time. I'm so glad that even when I fail, I'm not good all the time. And all the time, I'm not good. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. You catch me at the wrong time. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. But our God is good all the time. We're going to go ahead and enter into our time of prayer. And I pray that God will turn your laughter or your pain into laughter. All who's able to to get on their knees. We want you to get on your knees right now. And many of us need to really thank God for what he did this last Sunday. Thank God for what he did this last Tuesday. Thank God for what he did today. Hello, somebody. Because many times God blesses us and we forget to thank him. Hello, somebody. I'm going to start us now. I'm going to pause to give you an opportunity to pray, and then we'll close together. Shall we pray? Father God, we come tonight, Lord, just wanting to thank you and to praise your holy name, Father, for you're truly worthy to be praised. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Your word, Father, that first of all gives us a revelation of warning, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that warnings are meant to like pain in our bodies, that there's something that needs to get right. And when we get it right, Father, that means that we won't have to go through the pain. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your warning, Father. We just want to leave this place, Father, being a people that is repentant, Father. For your word says, he who thinks he has no sin is a liar. Hello, somebody. And Father, we just come right now just asking you as a church that you would forgive us of our sins, Father. That you would wash us and that you would cleanse us, Father. That you would enable us, Father, to leave this place, ready, Lord, to struggle and not give up, Father, on those things that cause us and makes us want to give up, Father. Father, we come asking you to give us the power, Father, to overcome, Father, any destructive, sinful ways in our lives, Lord, that we might be able to glorify you, Father, in our bodies, in our hearts, in our minds, in our homes, in our work. Oh, Lord, with our children and husbands and wives. Oh, Lord, we want to glorify you, Father, by turning, Lord, from our sins, Father. Oh, Father, we don't want to be a city, Lord, that is, that's surrounded, Lord, by the enemy, Father. We want to be that city of righteousness. We want to be that city of faithfulness, Father, in Jesus' name. So right now we ask you to forgive us, to wash us, to cleanse us, Father. As a matter of fact, we ask you, Father, to forgive us, Lord, of the 112 years of sins. Folk may have done within this place, Father, and that you give us, Lord, a clean slate, that we might go forward, Father, in your name, that we might go forward to glorify your holy name, Father, in Jesus' name, Father. And Father God, we come, Lord, asking you, Lord, after you forgive us, that you would rebuild us, that you will restore us, Father, that you will enable our sadness to turn to joy, that you will return laughter in our hearts, in our minds, and in our soul. Lord, for somebody here today, the devil has stole our laughter. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that we might leave this place with joy, Father. That we might leave this place with hope, Father. That we might leave this place with gladness, Father. That we might leave this place being able to laugh at what the devil throws at us, being able, oh Lord, to laugh in the midst of our heartaches, in the midst of our pains. Oh, we laugh because it's ridiculous to think that our God can't handle it, in Jesus' name. That somebody, Father, came here, laden and heavy laden and burdened, Father, and we pray, Father, that you loose them right now, in Jesus' name, that they will leave this place lighter than they came, Father, that you would, make them their finished station, Father, that they may be filled, and have enough strength and joy and hope to make it through the rest of the week, that we might come this next Sunday leaping with joy because of what you've done for us, leaping with joy because, that you rebuilt us, leaping with joy because you restored us, leaping in joy, Father, with a praise on our hearts, knowing, Father, that our God is good all the time and all the time.
time how God is good, Father. So we just want to thank you, Father, and praise you, Father, for the return of the laughter in our hearts. Thank you, Father, and praise you, Father, for, oh Lord, for this restoration. Thank you, Lord, and praise you, Father, for this revival. Thank you, Lord, and praise you, Father, for all that you've done, oh, this past week and for Sunday, Father. We glorify your holy name. You answered our prayers, oh Lord, and we've been brimming, Father, from what you did Sunday, and we just want to come back, oh, like that one leper who came back, and thank you, Father, and we just want to thank you, Lord, for what you did this last Sunday, and we want to praise you, Father, for what you're about to do in these coming Sundays. We want to praise you, Lord, for the work that you're calling us to do, and how you're preparing us to do this work, Father, in Jesus' name, Father, in Jesus' name, we glorify you, Father, for the hope that is before us. We glorify you, Father, for the work that is before us, Father, in Jesus' name. Right now, I'm going to pause for you to pray and pour your hearts out to the Lord, and then I'll close us together. So right now, you pray and ask the Lord for what you need. I want to thank you for listening today.
And we want to take this opportunity to describe the ABCs of salvation. The A of salvation is accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The B of salvation is believe in your heart. And the C of salvation is to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you can do those three things today, then you can be saved. If you can believe that Jesus Christ is God's only Son, that he died for your sins and was buried and raised again on the third day, then today you can be saved. And you can pray a simple prayer of salvation and just ask God into your heart to accept, believe, and confess today, and you will be saved. You pray a prayer of salvation. We want you to become a part of a church home. If you're anywhere near Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, we want to see you at the Bethlehem Baptist Church. We want to thank you for listening. Bless you. Hello again. This is Pastor Michael Eaton. I want to once again thank you for listening today. We want to encourage you to go out and pick up my book and workbook entitled The Secret to Your Best Life. You can pick it up at Amazon.com, The Secret to Your Best Life, the book and the workbook. And if you'd like to save a little money, you can get both the book and workbook on Kindle. Again, it's entitled The Secret to Your Best Life, and you can pick it up at Amazon.com, or you can order it at any major bookstore. Pick up copies for yourself and send a copy to a family member or a friend. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you and keep you is my prayer.